The second paragraph here is Lola. And Lola says the following. That's what she says. Sí, es verdad. Yes, que un león tota. It's true. Pero es que también muchas veces, but it's also that many times, remember I translate quite literally here, but it is also también many times, very often, muchas veces, the parents, los padres, no quieren que sus hijos se vayan de casa. No quieren que sus hijos se vayan de casa. What we have here again. Now we have another sentence that demands the use of the subjunctive. We start with the first one. It says that los padres, van hemat, the parents, no quieren que, they don't want that, again this que los hijos, lapsed, lastiva, that they leave home, se vayan. That verb is irse. And irse, that's to say verbo ir, but in the reflexive form, that is the reflexive form, that means that is to leave. This verbo ir itself is irregular, once another one that is irregular in subjunctive. It goes as follows. Verbo ir en subjuntivo. Vaya, vayas, vaya, vayamos, vayáis, vayan. And that is why here we say that los hijos se vayan, that they leave home. The se is because now we are talking about verbo irse. Se vayan. As you can see, once again, no quieren que. Once again, we are talking about this type of beginning, this first sentence, the main clause, that is saying that they don't want that the kids, the children, leave home. Once again, the same type of sentence as we have before when we said, me sorprende bastante que. Then we have, me parece comprensible que. And now we have, no quieren que. As you can see, in these three that we have had so far, the three of them, they are opinions. They are like kind of a point of view that the speaker has. Continue. Dice aquí, dicen que sale muy caro y que los chicos no saben cocinar, ni llevar una vida ordenada, ni estudiar sin... Okay? So now what is saying that dicen, they say, the Vangemat Sanovar, esta, sale muy caro. Salir muy caro, it means that it's very expensive. We can see it here. No, aquí is not written. I'm trying to see if I find here in the words. Well, se está contenta. Tú le calixi. Calixi. So even calis. Sale muy caro. Dicen, the parents, they say that it's very expensive, that it becomes very expensive, and that the kids, los chicos, they don't know how to cook. They don't know how to have an organized life. They don't know how to study ill man without, and then continues, you know, whatever you're going to say this, Lola. Now, as you can realize here, they say, dicen que sale muy caro. Some of you might think now, hey, Miguel, but wait a minute. Are you telling me that every time that there is this verb and then a que, after that there is a subjunctive? No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that whenever the main clause, the first verb, it demands, and it because it's an idea of an opinion of the speaker, then after the que, we use the subjunctive. We will see that. That's today's work, what we're going to do here. But not always. Maybe there is something that is a fact. For example, if I say, Carlos dice que Luis es estúpido o idiota. So listen to this sentence. Carlos dice, says, that que Luis es idiota. Carlos says that Luis is an idiot, he's an imbecile. Well, when Carlos says that, he's stating a fact. In his opinion, it's a fact. But if he's not sure about this fact, He might say, for example, that he say, well, I don't know, maybe in my opinion, so me parece que Carlos, yo sé, me parece que Carlos sea. So if you have an opinion, it's different. But when you're saying a fact, then you go to the indicativo. You can imagine this by my finger here. When I say it's a fact, it's something that is true, then it's indicativo. When I'm saying something that maybe is like that, then it's subjuntivo. But as I said, we are going to check this here in this today.